Shut the fuck up. Okay, can I start it? Are we starting? Okay.
Leave
welcome.
That in.
Yeah, that was the intro. Hey guys.
That's exactly what all the users want to hear.
Welcome to another filler episode of the Funky MA podcast. It's me,
Scrung.
And that's the episode. Thank you all for listening. Bye.
Nothing of substance was done.
Shut up, idiot. Okay. Hello, everyone. It's me, your favorite person. Question.
I'm N with an apostrophe. So it's like abbreviated and.
Yeah, I'm not here right now. Please leave a message after the beep.
That's funny because he's not here right now because we haven't given him yet because he's the answers. Welcome to our Q&A questions and answers.
I didn't notice.
Yeah.
Final.
He pulled it full for a fucking circle, dude.
That was good.
Yeah. Wow.
That's the only good thing on this podcast ever, and it was in a filler episode.
Wow, good thing. Man, no one's going to watch this.
It's like the Piccolo and Goku Learn to Drive episode, the only good episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Only. That's the only one. Not when Perfect Cell.
No.
Says whenever an interesting story.
Wendy's burger.
Yeah, he got scared. Anyway, welcome to our second filler episode between seasons because we don't want to watch anime all the time.
Yeah, no.
I'd like to read books.
Just kidding. I watched anime yesterday.
I've been keeping up with JoJo Part 5, but that's about it, I think.
I'm also caught up to Dragon Ball Super dubbed. It's good.
Oh, I haven't been watching the dub.
Top got his ass kicked, and that made me giggle.
His name is Topo.
Yeah, didn't they change it?
It's just
if it's top of we'll talk about it when
it's
we get
dumb.
There.
It's dumb.
I'm
hey
upset.
Gamers,
my day is ruined. I can't do this podcast
to the Funky Anime Podcast.
Hey gamers,
which today we're doing question and answers that you sent in the listener or the viewer, depending on what platform you're on.
What about the Braille?
Chances are you're a listener and not a viewer because the YouTube numbers show that way more people listen on Spotify.
Yes, it's because YouTube isn't a platform made for podcasting.
It's very
duh,
true.
Idiot. Okay, we're going to do questions from the Twitter because no one sent us an email, like always.
Except for Andy.
Andy from Google. He said, how'd you like Google? And I said, thank you very much.
You didn't answer his question.
No, I'm actually looking through his email, and he didn't pose a question. He just told us about Gmail on the go.
He just told us
Google
about
Drive.
His epic features.
Guys, his epic gamer score on Xbox Live.
Nah. He doesn't play on Xbox Live. He plays on Steam on a Chromebook.
Ugh. I kind of gagged. I had a little baby barf. Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay,
not a baby barf. That was like a lizard man.
That was a lizard.
That was at least a child barf.
Okay, everyone, we're gonna do questions now that all you're dying for, and we're gonna extend this to an hour so we get ad revenue on YouTube. Okay, first one from
Quan Lai Quan Shi.
Are you gonna read Pinos?
No, Pinos is the last.
Who's
one,
this?
And I don't
okay.
know. Who's Piney? I don't know who Piney is on Twitter.
Who's Piney?
We can... I don't know which one I want to start with. None of them.
Why don't you just start from the top?
I can't read, though.
It's different.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode, as we all realized we can't read. This was not a good idea.
Yeah, we kind of hit a roadblock here. We usually just talk. We don't actually normally
need to read. We didn't have to read. That's why I watched
it. I kind of just guess what the subtitles say and, you know, hope for the best.
Yeah. Sometimes I try and read and then I laugh.
That's sometimes. A big mood.
Yeah.
It goes, oh. Okay, so first question is from Vaporwave Johnson on Twitter.
Johnson!
And he says, hi, Chuck.
Aww.
And Chuck replied, man, I can't wait for some really in-depth answers on the podcast for this one.
Yeah, guys, so how do we answer this one? This is really a really difficult one.
I didn't sense a question mark, so I'm just going to not say anything.
You didn't sense a question mark with your fucking PSI skills?
It's called a beard.
It's called a beard? Yeah, does your beard have echolocation? What's the deal?
Well, it tingles, you know. It's like Spider-Man.
What?
Don't question it.
I totally spaced out, if I'm going to be honest.
Can you repeat the question?
Your penis tingles like Spider-Man?
The question says, hi, Chuck.
Yeah.
Well, it's obviously not towards us. So, Garb, you and me can have our little alone talk while Chuck answers.
Yeah, go.
Next one.
Let's see. It's,
Hi, guys. Hi.
Hi, Chuck.
Hi.
Hi, Chuck.
Hi. Well, we start every single episode with, hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Okay.
Hey, guys.
Okay, next, we're going with a very wonderful listener that we actually got multiple questions from. This is from Sniper Joey on,
it was
on the Twit-Twat.
I'm legit serious.
What does that even mean?
Snippers Joey.
Snipper
clips or something.
Yeah, it's like Snipper. There's like an enemy in Mega Man called the Sniper Joey, but it's like Snipper Joey, so it's like...
It's Sniper Joey.
I'm gonna call him Joe.
No, it's Snipper, but...
I'm gonna call him Jose, if we're all good with that. Okay, so Jose asked, I got a question for you. What's heavier? Heavier spelt wrong, by the way, without an A. A kilogram of steel?
Or a kilogram of feathers?
Or a kilogram of feathers?
Well, that's silly.
What's heavier? That's silly.
It's a kilogram of steel.
No, it's the feathers. Look how much there is.
What
is
yeah, this but they're feathers. To?
Yeah, the feathers. Look at
them. What is this reference so many. To? I don't get it.
But it's they're the feathers. They're lighter.
It's a kilogram. They're both the same.
What?
Damn. I thought all three of us would be on the same page on this.
God,
one.
I'm disappointed. So, it's a reference to a funny internet man who went. Oh.
So it's a. It's,
and that was it.
It's a pro ZD.
No, it's a video of like these like.
It's an actual dude.
Yeah, an actual
running
dude.
Around.
Do you mean pro ZD's not an actual dude?
No, pro ZD is an algorithm made by the internet to make funny voices.
I'm okay with that.
He's a Vine.
Okay. So. Yeah. So they're the same. They're the same weight. If you couldn't tell. I took basic math,
and we never explained one equals it to one. Garb. We just said it was a funny internet meme.
It is a funny internet meme.
I thought that was that's all there was to explain.
Yeah, he stays out of the loop from now until ever.
You're right.
Fuck that guy. Okay, next one. I'm just going to go up and down this list.
Could you go down the list instead?
No, I'm going up.
All right.
It's too late.
Okay, the next one is from Crimea.
We know how to say it, but we can't get it right.
Crumbero. And it's actually his birthday today, so Merry
that
Christmas,
was
birthday man.
That was
Christmas.
So,
I don't know why that made me laugh.
It was yesterday.
So he said spice. No, he still has the poppers on his Instagram name.
That's irrelevant. Instagram isn't real.
Instagram is a myth. Anyway, he asks Bison Wolf when.
With the little eye emoji.
Well, I mean, I
don't think
Bison
Wolf
soon.
Is on the list.
I don't think it is either, but we could put it there.
Like
maybe
it's one of those shows I'll add because it feels like it'd be a Pino show.
It is a Pino show.
But I just don't understand the definition. I thought it was all about the blood for a Pino show.
No, it's about how dumb it is.
Ooh. Aggressive Retsuko's on the list, and that's the same thing, right?
Gesundheit, dude.
That's not anime.
He sneezed.
And then to Shrimura, he also asked, also Konosuba, and that I actually know.
Yeah, that one's
soon. We're actually doing it this season.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, I'm going to spoil it for you, for all those cool listeners who listen
but
to
I,
the...
I haven't the, watched
the,
it.
Who watched the filler. We're going to be watching an episode 29, both seasons, so get ready for that. And I'm hosting it because I'm a funny man and the other two are not.
Well, you're the one that introduced us to Konosuba, so...
Konosuba makes me go hee-hee.
It's just Aqua that's bad.
I wouldn't say worst. That. If we check that Aqua bot, we haven't...
The only...
Aqua's probably a little bit higher than whatever her
blonde
name is.
The only redeeming factor that Aqua has is A, her thighs, B, her booty.
Man, what about the mistreatment of women in that
jokes
show,
on,
huh?
Jokes on...
She's just
mistreated. I believe in equality. I believe in equality.
Okay, seriously, then why is she bad?
I don't.
Other than all the features that Garb mentioned, why is she bad?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's a bad she's show. Bad because she whines a lot and then she gets slime all over her, but it's
she's
not good slime.
She's supposed
it's not,
you know what?
It's not funny.
You know who
Nick,
else,
not,
you know who
no,
else
shut up.
Is hated?
No, it's no, it's
the,
not
the
funny
female
Nickelodeon
lead,
slime.
The female lead in
it's,
Indiana
it's
Jones,
frog
the
slime.
Temple of Doom. This is the same person and they don't deserve it. Also, go
but,
watch Temple of Doom.
Guys, go watch Crystal Monkey Skull.
Pino, are you one of those people that goes on r/animemes and fucking tries to defend Aqua?
Yes. Yes. you can actually look up his Reddit account, and that's all of his posts, actually.
What's r/anime memes?
It's anime memes.
What is a man?
A miserable little pile of memes.
This time I don't get the reference.
It's Castlevania. It's like the first 5 minutes of Symphony of the Night.
Yeah, but that's a bad game because it's on a PlayStation Sony console.
Yeah.
Okay, we're done. Next one.
It's on Xbox, actually.
No, I don't have an Xbox. Okay.
Thank you for your question.
Thank you for the next one,
Stromboli. Thank you, Stromboli.
Thanks, Chambo. Next, we have... by the name of Mr. Goofa Cakes.
Goofy Cakes.
Yeah, he's a Goofy Cake, and he has a bird on his profile.
That I
so
drew.
That makes, no, it's a bird. Anyway, he asks, Greb, how are you feeling about Kimono Friends Season 2? So once again, Pino and I are not able to answer this question.
Yeah,
so, on to you, Garb.
I knew this question was coming when I was in the shower just before we recorded this. I thought long and hard about it.
While I wait, I'm getting some candy.
I think that it's going to do well, but I will say that I'm probably a fan of Kimono Friends. And it posed a lot of questions, right? That was one of my complaints, was that there were so many fucking questions asked and no goddamn answers in that show. And hopefully, it's not gonna, because the fucking director got fired or whatever, and that's gonna be a disaster. But the animation looks better? Question mark? At this point, I'm just trying to keep talking so that you guys can keep doing your funny haha bit. Where you're grabbing a snack, completely disinterested.
Huh?
You playing Mario Kart?
Oh wait, DS, I have that. Wait, let me pull it up for you.
He's straight up playing Mario Kart DS.
Hey,
the motherfucker.
Dear Chuck, who's editing this, remember to put in the Pino Loses sound.
Why do you think I'm playing this game? You messed up my bit, man. I'm already in fifth place, too.
Guys, this is the filler, so anything goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the question over? Can I just turn this off?
Yeah. Oh, shit, I dropped my candy.
Okay, cool.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a Milky Way. So, yeah. I'm excited. It's gotta be stinky.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to see what happens, you know. Seems fun.
Yeah.
Seems like a fun
Cause time. Cowbine isn't gonna be in it because it's a prequel.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't wait for the unnaturally large score, but you know. Yeah. That's just.
Wait, did you just say unnaturally large score?
Yeah. By your part.
What?
Because you rated it stupid high.
Oh, I thought you meant score as in. The music. And I'm like, excuse me?
I mean, it does have an odd score.
It has a very good score.
Random dubstep.
It's only one track.
I know, that's the weirdest part.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
Yeah.
So, next.
Thank you for your question, Goofa Cakes.
Yeah, thank you, Guffa Cakes.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks.
The next one.
Gibby Cock.
Okay. The next one.
Give it.
The next one is from a really avid listener by the name of Garblax on a Twitter with a little ribbon. Yeah, who's this loser? Loser, stupid idiot. Anyway, this person asks, I don't know if it's male or female, but I do see a Nico icon, which makes them a degenerate.
He kept playing, but he turned the sound off.
Oh, I lost.
Well, Pino is playing. Pino is playing 5D chess over there, dude.
I lost. We're gonna need a moment, boys. Just gonna turn off the game.
Thanks, Pino.
Anyway, this degenerate with a Nico icon says, "Chuck, can I eat your toast?"
It's not a question for me again. Actually, yeah, I don't want to
lose much time. We can't answer.
I can't answer.
I'm gonna grab a snack.
I'm actually glad I didn't.
So, short answer, maybe. Long answer, I need to cut them off first, so you can't eat them directly off the bone. So I'm gonna have to amputate my entire foot. Well, all my
foot. You don't have to take the entire foot off.
No. I'm gonna amputate the toes off my foot.
I'm only interested in the toes.
No, we don't know who this Garblax person is, so we're gonna cut off the toes, and I'm gonna deep fry them with the bones on them.
It's a good mouth.
And I'll sell you them at a price of $10 per pound.
they're not gonna weigh a pound.
Exactly. That's why I set the price pretty high. Yeah, so whenever I do amputate my toes off, I'll shoot you a DM so you can purchase them and consume them on your own. Make sure to not eat the bones, though. Those will get stuck in your system, and you don't want that.
Yeah, your human bodies aren't meant to digest toe bones.
Yeah, anyway, fuck you, Garblax. On to the next question.
I had to step away from my PC. I didn't want to listen to any of this.
Understandable. Okay, the next one is by Sandra on Twitter. Can you please do Funky Anime Gamers already? Thank you. Short answer, no. Long answer, we're going to be playing Smash Bros. On the channel eventually.
Remember when we were playing that
but
other
we're
game?
We're going to have to find a different name because we can't have that name go around.
What do you mean? It's a pile
of
sticks.
Not good.
And that joke's probably cut.
No, that joke's staying in.
All right.
It's filler. No one knows what this
is.
Let me
spell it out for you.
No,
let me spell it out for you. Don't worry. I totally won't literally spell it out. I'll use smoke signals. And I'll do it just like my aunt. Do it just like my ancestors did. I'll get a nice little blanket. Just gonna hide the flame a bit. Ooh.
I don't even remember why we cut the original smoke signals.
That's exactly why. Exactly what Marvin did.
Guys, I would have to look back in the source audio.
No, I know when we. Well, I know why.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna pull back the curtains a little bit for you guys. There's a joke that Pino made way back in the early
days before
we gave up.
It was Pop Team Epic.
It was not Pop Team Epic. It was way before that. But we were talking about communicating, like probably about like emailing us, and then we said a bunch of obscene things, and then Pino said do smoke signals, and then we cut it for some reason because I thought it might be offensive. And now I don't really care. And also, it's not really that offensive.
What do you mean? I just offended myself. Because Pino's
Hispanic.
It's really funny to, like, censor it, though, just because Pino gets confused.
Hey, guys. Anyways, if you heard all those bleeps during a couple of the words, yeah.
Don't worry about it.
We can't say those words.
So much for freedom of speech.
No, you've been censored by Dictator Chuck.
Fake news.
Yeah. Get fucked, idiot. I control the media. Sad.
I hate the media.
Well, I am the media, and you can't stop me. Anyway, thank you, Sandra.
Very cool.
Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you.
We're going to play Smash. We're gonna play
Smash for sure.
Because, like, one of the things we first bonded on, like, this is real lore here.
Well, the first thing that me and Pino actually did it a long time before we played with you, Garb. I looked it up. It was, like, over 3 years ago now that Pino and I played. Let me look it up. Okay. You know what I'm going to do?
While he looks it up, I'll explain what essentially it was. So what we would do is just be, like, a regular two-on-two match. And you would assume it's like, all right, let's be a little competitive.
One-on-one.
No, we thematically played this game. So I don't remember.
And you would edit your taunts?
We would edit our taunts.
Well, more than that.
Well, first, we edit our taunts just for fun, but what we would do is every round would be a different theme, and the theme, like, some of them were, like, normal, like, okay, let's choose big boys, and so we chose all the big people, like Donkey Kong or Bowser or DDD, yeah, and then it got a weirdly obscene, like, not obscene, but obscure. I don't remember what some of them might have been, but, like, I do remember it was, like, most likely to, I don't remember. Maybe if we find it, we can, like, mention it again. But, like, I had one in my mind, most likely to win the furry competition. And that would just mean, like, hey, I could be Fox or Falco.
Lucario.
Yeah, Lucario. But, yeah, we would just have, like, random ones like that. We were really big on Big Bad Bosses, so one of us threw out the theme Big Bad Bosses, and so we would only play as Bowser and Ganon.
Ganondorf.
Those are the only Big Bad Bosses. Shoutouts to the Girards.
Bosses.
Yeah, we would. It would be that. It'd be a lot of laughing. It'd be a lot of crawling. It'd be a lot of
there's a lot of crouching for sure.
A lot of just standing there and laughing.
Yeah, this was about May 2016.
And then we realized Garb had it on the 3DS, though.
And then we made him not play it with us because he complained all the time about the circle pad.
The fucking circle pad sucks.
Shut your mouth. I don't give a shit.
It's horrible.
Play the funny video game with us.
And, but the real reason is because our internet was really bad between us three.
Yeah, there would always be some issue. But then we're going to play it in the video game section of our
show. We are super hyped for Ultimate.
I bought the special Steelbook edition with the Pro Controller.
That's cool, dude.
And poor.
Dying.
I'm buying a new GameCube controller that's like a modern one with start and select and two Z buttons. I'm so hyped.
I'm going to invest in using my Joy Boys.
I'm going to invest in Helium stocks.
Yeah?
Because they're always rising.
That was a very cool joke.
I think playing Smash was a mistake.
Okay. Anyway, thank you, Sandra, thank you for your the next one.
You didn't even finish that thought. Thank you for your oh yeah.
Next one is from another Goofa Cake. I think it's a different one though. I don't know if it's the same guy.
That says Gooba Cake.
Why are there so many?
So the next one is, what's your favorite JoJo OP and what's your least favorite JoJo OP?
Oh.
And then he added the memes that it's Great Dates is the best and Chase is the worst.
Boy.
Because that's a funny meme. But I actually want to know what love is, and I want you to show me.
You can't see it, but I'm pointing my finger to the sky.
I wanna
can't see what I'm
feel
doing,
what
but
love
is. I'm running.
Uh-huh. After. What are you running from?
No, I'm running after. This really bad spot.
You can't see me, but I'm...
He's dead.
I'm dead. You can't see me, but I'm dead.
I took off my glasses. I can't hear either.
Okay, so
this is a good question. I like that.
Let's start with the least favorite first, because that'll probably be less controversial.
Okay. Go first, Chuck.
No, fuck you. You go first.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay. Okay. I'll go first.
No, after you.
Pino, go first. No, Pino, you go first.
All right. Okay. So, Chuck, you go first.
Oh, wait. No, I'll go first. Yeah. No, actually, Garb, I think you should go first.
Okay.
All right. 64, no repeats, no hesitation. I'll go first. You go second, starting with Chase.
It was all leading up to that. All of this was just to build up to you say Chase. Because I was going to say probably opening three or four are my least favorites.
Yeah, those are rough.
Opening three just uses too much double bass in the percussion.
I think your penis is just too tiny to understand what a masterful song Stand Proud is.
Stand Proud opens amazingly.
Wow, what did that get me? But when we say it's the worst JoJo OP, this is still better than like 90% of OPs in general.
That's true. Thank you.
Just so no one's jimmies get rustled.
Yeah.
Also, part three gets kind of boring.
You get kind of boring when I listen to you too much.
I mean, yeah.
I haven't even
actually
told the truth
yet. That's why I don't listen to the podcast. Pino, then you
Pino
start.
Pino, to tell the truth. Okay.
I already said Chase.
Truthfully, I actually
no,
don't.
No, it was a funny joke.
I don't enjoy Chase too much. it kind of really is on the bottom of my list. It's just so different than the rest. It's not, for some reason, it's just not thematic.
We didn't ask you your opinion on Chase. We asked you your opinion on the worst
That's
JoJo
the worst
op.
JoJo opening. Because it's
okay.
So different.
It wasn't a meme this time. I hate change.
I hate Chase.
I like old things. I like new things because I am young and full of vigor.
You got him.
Oh man,
that's
I'm
a
proud.
Callback from a long ass time ago.
The way you said it in like the old man voice always made me laugh. Where you were like, I like old things.
Well, if I can remember and I find the audio, I'll put it in here just because it still makes me giggle. If not, enjoy not listening to it, I guess.
Yeah.
So, Garb, how about you? What you have to pick one. You're not allowed.
Opening four, then.
Ooh.
Yeah. That might be mine.
It's not that it's bad. It's just
no.
It's not
just
my
least favorite.
This is gonna be awkward.
Well, like, ranking, like, song-wise, I really don't like End of the World. But, like, visual-wise, it's one of the
Should
best.
We make a list, even though we made a list?
No.
Checked
we're gonna
it twice.
We're going to make...
Who's going to find out who's naughty and nice? Santa Claus is coming to town. You started this. Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Guys,
Christmas is in November.
Guys, Mazel Tov. Merry Christmas.
Guys, Happy Kwanzaa.
Guys, I think four is my least favorite. The song alone is not great. Okay, so now let's do the best.
You were gonna explain and then you lost your train of thought again.
I'm tired and also I can't really explain it besides I'm just not a huge fan of the song. It's
no, yeah, I understand. I find it funny that you're just not finishing your thought.
Sometimes I just don't, and my brain is just like, oh, let's go to a different one. That's
next
monkey.
One. Okay.
That's the no, that's the monkey brain.
So basically, what you're telling me?
No. Where your mind swings from one branch to the other.
So basically,
and sometimes I swing too fast, and I'll let go of that branch too soon.
So basically,
and my brain's just like, never.
So
do the Mario.
So basically,
swing your arms
from side to side. Come on, you know, do the Mario. When you are dead, you'll find the corpses of your enemies on the ground. Do 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 do. JoJo's
so I
good.
Really like Crazy Bizarre do, do, Noisy do, Town. Do, That's probably do, my
yeah,
favorite.
Me too.
My dick
That's
soft.
Probably my favorite
like
JoJo
it.
Opening.
I like it.
I don't think it's
what
my
is
favorite,
what is yours, Garb? Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-da-da. Boom.
Also, it's weird to have to think that Fighting Gold is another.
Yeah, I was actually going to say that it's just because I'm
Can I
sort of in the honeymoon
my
phase. I'm in the honeymoon phase with...
Pino changes his answer. It's now fighting gold.
Yeah, I'm
fighting gold!
You mean fighting gold.
It's a really pretty opening. It's such a pretty opening.
I would say opening two is probably my favorite.
Yeah, Stand Proud. Fucking Bloody Stream is pretty dank.
Coda's vocal performance is just top fucking tier. You can hear every ounce of energy that he has being poured into every single note, and it is beautiful. I love that man. He's very good at what he does.
Guys, my favorite ending is freaking you.
Sometimes I just feel
honey,
so...
Honey.
Oh, man.
God, that's going to be really awkward whenever the series parts of Part 5 come. I love Great Days. Great Days is my favorite
Great Days part. Units?
It makes my
but
dick
that's not
so
an opening,
hard.
That's an ending.
No, I know it's an ending, but I count it as an opening
that's
still.
An,
yeah. It's so
ending.
It's so good. It's so good. Great Days in general is just a perfect song. It perfectly encapsulates Part 4.
Yeah.
Shows all the characters. Shows you the motif of time going through. They fuck with the opening
it
so
goes
goddamn
the, with
much.
The...
They there's three different openings of just Great Days.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Perfect. And it's great. And it shows all the characters and there's time and they point and then they pose. And I'm like, posing. The English version makes my dick so soft it retracts into my body. It's not good.
Hey, Dwight Schrute
dude.
That.
The
Dwight
fucking
Schrute
poses
is a god.
In the Part 5 anime are out of the
they're so
it's
good.
It's gone even further beyond.
It's perfect. It's perfect. I don't think you understand how perfect Part 5 poses are.
It just... They've took
also,
it to another level.
Narcia's voice actor is Deku's from My Hero, and it's perfect.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, you couldn't hear that?
Someone I know.
I guess not.
Told me.
It, whenever
usually
you
I pick
to
up
it,
on
Deku,
that.
No.
Next question.
I do.
And also, Abasio, I can't pronounce or remember his name.
It's M. Clavio.
He's Darby, the older brother Part 3, but you don't really hear it because it's an entirely different sounding voice.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, Merfna Cakes, for your funny internet comment. The next one is going to be from Baku Bread on the internet. He says, I've been dying for a chance to ask you guys a question. You're so far out of my reach after all. Anyway, Dash.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Dab.
Shouldn't your name Dab?
Oh, you did.
You couldn't see me, but I...
I heard your arm swing across your face. And
did
I
you hear
of
my,
felt,
my arm swing?
It went,
my
I felt the
my
wind.
Chair go back? Anyway, shouldn't your... name acronymed to TTA for the Three Weebros as your banner calls you, or TAW as 3A Weebros as your account is called? Well, first off, I'm fucking stupid, so none of those went through my brain beforehand. And Tab I like better
because
you can say Tab instead of Ta.
And it's only two syllables instead of TTA, which is three syllables.
And also, TTA is stupid because you should never include the part in an acronym if you can help it, unless it makes the acronym good.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that. I'm not a grammar major.
I'm a grammar badass.
Guys, I'm a gram cracker.
No, that's
guys,
me.
Guys, Pino's a cracker.
Wow. You can't just attribute a snack to my culture like that.
Guys...
Pino,
you
know you who
are
I am.
A snack.
A soybean.
One soybean.
Could I be a sensu bean? At least?
No, you're not that strong.
I mean,
you do revitalize my energy, though.
Just gonna go sit in the corner.
I do vore him for energy, so I guess.
Wait a second.
It has been 0 days.
I don't want... Since,
guys, reset the vore counter. I'm sorry.
Minute.
I had to. It was right there in front of me.
Can I quit?
No, you can't quit. Okay. Thank you. What? Thank you, Mr. Baku Bread. The answer was that I was too stupid and tabs a word. Why is my printer going? Okay. Next question is from
Gimple no, Crumps.
No. It's from Snep Jaw or Jose from earlier.
Man.
So Jose says, fuck, marry, kill with the Fab Crew, including yourselves. Who do you choose? And then there was a deleted tweet, and then it says correct. So I don't know what it said.
Wait, what?
Oh, no, it says kill.
No, I know what it says.
Oh.
But it was a funny joke, so don't step on me. Anyway, so fuck, marry, kill. Who do you choose? Let's start with Garbalax.
I would marry Pino, kill myself. Fuck Chuck.
Wait, how does that work?
Understandable.
How does that work if you're already dead?
So
he would fuck me first and then marry you because he didn't want to cheat on you, Pino.
Yeah.
And then he would kill himself after a long, fulfilling marriage.
Yeah.
Oh.
It would be one of those instances where, like, I asked to pull the plug just because I died of old... I was getting close to dying of, like, old age.
And he pulled his own plug.
Yeah. I just got bored in the hospital. I wasn't even actually, like, that sick.
He just unplugged
the TV.
I was
just really bored.
He was really bored. He wanted to unplug the TV, but instead he pulled his own plug.
It actually was the TV that I unplugged, but I placeboed myself into death.
He assumed that it was his own plug, so he just died out of sheer will.
I was so determined to die.
He's like, you know what I want to do today? Die. And that's what he did.
Is this the prequels?
Yes.
Is this what's going on? Gar Padme?
Okay, next. Pino.
What was the question?
Assume. The question was, fuck, Mary Kay.
Oh, okay.
The three of us.
Well, I have a known history of putting people in the friend zone. So, I'd marry no one.
That's not how fuck, marry, kill works.
I kill no one. I can't say that word. And I put you all in the friend zone.
That's the word you can't say? I know. I need to ask you then, how do you friend zone yourself?
So here's how it works. You look at yourself in the mirror, and you try to give yourself compliments. And then you don't accept them and say, you know what, try again next time, honey. And then, you know. You kind of put yourself over there.
Guys, I need to take a step back. You called yourself honey.
Well, yeah, it's because I'm dripping in honey right now.
Yeah.
Wait.
It's for my beard.
Yeah. Wait.
Do you not know that he wears a beehive for a hat?
Oh, bother.
There's no bees in it. It's just...
But then why would there be honey in it if there's no bees in it?
Because there used to be bees.
But... If they've all vacated the premises, wouldn't it be then claimed by the state as public property not...
How bees work, it's communism, how they work.
Uh-huh. Wait, but so did you take over the bees, but then kill them all?
No. That's not how it worked. I signed a contract.
But communism, it should be everyone's beehive, then.
Yeah, but no, it's a broken system, so it's usually... Usually the strongest or the one with more takes everything. Yeah.
The one with more?
Yeah.
The more what?
More brown. I gotta do it to him, you know?
That was a wild ride.
One more ride down the Pino slide.
Make way for the mediocre anime.
Is that your whole answer?
It's my final dandy.
Is that your final dandy?
Yeah, sure, whatever, dude.
I can't even remember the quote anymore. Drowning in his own self, like, introspection.
Who cares?
Am I the real dandy?
Baby.
Who cares, baby? Okay, fuck, marry, kill with the Fab Crew. So, I would marry Pino. I would fuck myself and kill Garb. So I would guess.
Wait, what? So that's the same answer as mine.
No, he didn't kill himself.
No, I didn't.
No, but I killed me.
Yeah, but he didn't kill himself. So it's not the same answer.
Yeah, but fucking myself is just masturbation. So I do that
on
the
podcast. What kind of podcast did I sign up for? I didn't say anything when we called this the FAP podcast. Just pushing it.
I think, is this the first time masturbation has come up on the podcast?
I actually think it is.
Yeah. I didn't sign up for this. We signed a contract.
You didn't sign up for this? We didn't sign a contract.
Yeah, we did. What's this contract? Paper over here?
Can you read it for us, please?
Yeah, read it.
Don't forget to buy mail. I seem to have misplaced my document.
Did you sign your name on that piece of paper to verify that you are to buy milk later?
Maybe.
He signs his own grocery list.
He wanted to make sure.
Why is there a toad on the back bound? Of
this one? Bop.
There is a toad. I'm gonna take a picture of it.
What? No. So I'd marry Pino, obviously, because he's basically like large dog size, so he'd be perfect to cuddle with.
Large dog size.
I think you're thinking of the wrong Hispanic.
No. So think of like a German Shepherd.
Oh, no. Don't tell me this is a furry thing.
No, I'm just...
Shout out to all my furry fans out there. I love you.
No.
There's the toad, if you were wondering.
No, no one can see it.
It's mushroom toad. No, I thought you meant a frog.
Can you stop? So if you imagine a German
toad,
can you please stop?
A horny toad.
Can you guys please stop so no one thinks I'm a furry? So if you like think the general size of a German Shepherd and then it stands up on its hind legs, it would be about the same height as Pino. So that's just like a perfect like lay on my lap. Like that would be Pino in my relationship. Pino gets to lay in my lap and I pet his curly Hispanic hair and stroke his stroke his lush mustache.
I don't have a mustache.
Yes, you do.
Pino, it's shave. It's Please Shave November.
It's Please Shave.
So I think we answered that one, right?
Yeah. Thank you for the question.
Thanks, Jose.
What is that?
No, shush. That's Cap'n. But so the next question.
Wow, this is going swimmingly.
Shut the fuck up. The next one is from Jeffrey.
Hello, Jeffrey.
Who asks boobs or butt? And then the next tweet says, or thighs. And then the next one says, beak or wings. So now we have to compare boobs, butts, thighs, beaks, and wings.
Okay.
So I really like chicken wings.
Yeah, me too, dude. I was just going to say, like, dude, I'd go for some spicy wings right now.
Yeah,
I'd prefer medium wings.
I like myself some rotisserie chicken, as my American people do.
Dude, Publix rotisserie chickens are the
best. We don't have Publix up here. You go to Costco.
However, I do prefer myself.
Publix is stinky.
What we call Hispanic chicken.
Guys, turkey thighs are also real good.
He was waiting.
Guys, the butt of the pig is also real good.
Okay, so but let's cross something off.
Cow
beaks, no.
Cow nipples are real good because they give us milk.
Because I feel like you would poke my eyes out with a beak. Okay, I'm not.
Well, wait.
The answer is thighs.
No, but
it's process of elimination, and then you guys.
But turkey breast is really fucking good. And that's boobs.
Shit, you're right.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Chicken breast too.
It's like the most tender part because I don't like.
I know.
Listen, I don't like eating food off the bone, right?
Well, that
because
depends. Really
humans
depends.
Have evolved for millennia to not have to eat shit off the bone like a Neanderthal.
So we're now comparing.
Okay, so now the way I eat chicken offends you. I am not a Neanderthal.
Butt rubs.
No, jerk. Butt rubs. That's a thing.
Excuse jerk
that's a,
chicken.
A pork rub.
Does no one else laugh at jerk chicken? Because it's like jerking off.
I just think of a chicken that is off, very rude. Like, what's his name? What's his name? The rooster from the Looney Tunes? It's,
Foghorn Leghorn?
Yeah, Foghorn Leghorn.
I say, fuck you, Bugs Bunny. And then I say, fuck you.
I say, don't eat my chicken thigh, my friends.
I'm from the South and I'm kinda racist.
I'm Michael Scott, and you have just been accused of murder.
And I say, what?
What's that damn boy?
So, I don't know. Chicken thighs are real good. But chicken... Oh, Lord. No, but so... So, chicken breasts, those are real good.
I like chicken breasts. I like me some white meat.
I like turkey breasts. Turkey breasts is excellent.
I prefer Caucasian meat.
Thank you for being politically correct for my chickens.
I try to in this very politically correct climate that we've made for ourselves.
You've crossed the line.
So what do we think?
Okay, so no beaks.
I think
chicken and turkey breast have the most versatility.
Yeah, you can use it in a lot of things.
So even though breast may also kind of be like a little dry sometimes, I still prefer it over like maybe the thigh.
It just depends on how it's cooked.
It really does, and it kind of depends on the seasoning as well. So like, I don't know if many of you guys go to Boston Market, but sometimes Boston Market's all right. Like, at least their chicken is like.
Never been to Boston Market.
You should try it. The chicken's usually good all around.
It's pretty good.
All around, it's like the go to.
The Costco brand rotisserie chicken is real good.
I don't know
you
if there's
you can get a lot of good breast meat.
Come on, man. Publix is what's up.
There's a Wegmans. I don't know if Wegmans exists anywhere where you boys work.
I know. We're like 0 minutes away from each other. I know what a fuck a Wegmans is.
There is like a lemon zested chicken, like whole chicken. It's really good. I like that one.
Oh, maybe I'll have to check that out.
But my final answer is that chicken have wonderful personalities, so you shouldn't just be basing this off of whether you like white meat or dark meat. You should respect what they have to bring to the
respect
table.
Respect chicken, everyone.
Guys, eat more.
That's the moral of the story. Respect
guys,
chicken.
Eat more
thank
steak.
You for guys. Thank you for your question, Gimper Cakes.
Thank you.
So we're gonna go on to the next one here.
I think the last one.
No, we have two more. I think. Okay, so the next one is from a funny man named. Piney on Twitter. I don't know who this guy is.
He seems like a nerd.
And that he seems like an idiot. He has a hand-drawn profile
picture. Sounds
who
brown.
Does that? He's even though his image is only black and white, I can tell he's brown. Yeah.
Paper's brown.
yeah, what a nerd. He only has 29 followers. What a fucking loser. So he said, or she, I'm not going to discriminate, they say, does it count if I ask a question? And then the Twitter account for the three weebs says, go for it, babe, with a kissy face. And then the another one says, that was it. I think that was the question. But you can tell that two completely different people wrote those two tweets, and I wonder who was who.
I forgot that I was logged in. To the FAP account. I thought it was in my account.
Oh, don't worry. It happens all the time. So, yeah. Does it count if Piney asks a question? I'd say so, right?
Yeah.
Everyone can ask a question. Oh, why not? Can we have
professional
an angry
opinion.
Talk?
I don't...
Can we have an angry talk?
Sure.
Guys, this is the Angry Joe show.
Guys,
I don't trust,
it's me, Angry
I don't
Chuck.
Trust, I don't trust the vowel, the letter. I don't trust with the letter Y. I don't think it's a vowel. I don't think it should.
Yeah, because it's sometimes a vowel, but sometimes a consonant. Just make up your mind.
Yeah, it's people with Ys in their name that I can't trust.
Yeah, those weirdos.
You see that are Chucky.
Like Henry. I don't like those people.
Yeah, I don't like Henry Jones Jr. or
Jeffrey or Yam. I don't like Yams because there's
no
a Y in the name.
Is Yam.
Yeah.
No, Yam-mammy. I just don't like Yams in general.
I thought you meant names specifically.
Yes, of course, because there's a person named Yam. No, you stupid fucking idiot.
That's why I don't trust
Luffy. Talking about the food. God.
Can't trust Luffy.
Yeah, so I guess Piney. So I guess Piney can ask a question. So, yeah.
You can't ask me a question. Thank you for your question.
Thank you for your question. And then our final
that was it?
One is from... No, we have one more, you stupid, stupid moron. Our final question comes from a Cosmos on the Twitter, who asks, "Who's best boy?"
It's Pino.
Who's best boy?
It's Pino.
It's our new sponsor, Crunchyroll. Thank you, Crunchyroll, for sponsoring this video. You.
Guys, now partnered with Verve, you can watch all your favorite shows from the 90s Knicks to Rooster Teeth content. Connect your Verve account. You can connect your connect the two, Chuck, and watch all of your with us on Crunchyroll.
Chuck, I know you Garb, let me answer. I need to break this down. So they heard, they overheard me saying smoke signals. So they've pulled out of the deal.
No, that's a good thing.
So they can't. They're not sponsoring us. It's a good thing
because. But I can just contact them using my typewriter and my long form letter to make sure that they know. So they won't hear.
Don't you think sending a telegram
won't. They won't hear whatever you said because it'll just be edited with redacted over the top. So you're just going to hear that every time that word was spoken, and it's never allowed to be in any podcast ever.
Smoke signal.
Redacted.
Thanks, Crunchyroll.
Please.
Thanks, Crunchyroll. We're begging,
guys. Don't pirate.
Guys, don't pirate anime. Don't pirate anime if we're sponsored by Crunchyroll. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for that bit also. So,
you're welcome, Crunchyroll. We just gave you free sponsorship, so now you should pay us. Now I'm going to throw these three fools through a loop.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, but I
Garb,
just say
ask a question.
Ask a question?
Ask a question.
Who... Mm-hmm. is your top best girl of the ones of all the ones
of this season?
Oh no!
So of this first season,
can you paste the Google Doc?
Oh my God! You should have told.
You put
me.
Him on the spot. You only have yourself to blame.
Ba 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 da.
It doesn't. Okay. Thank
easy.
I know it's easy for you. Okay. Chuck, you go first.
Yeah, you go first, Chuck.
No, Pino goes first.
All right, fine. Garb, you can go first.
Okay, all right. Chuck, you go first.
Okay, all right. Crunchyroll, you go first.
Hello?
Thank you, Crunchyroll. Okay, Pino, you're
right. Don't retire.
All right, Garb, you can go second. All right. Okay. Go ahead, Chuck.
Wait, but Pino, I think I should go third, so you should go first.
Well, I mean, I had to translate mine eventually, so I mean, I might as well go last.
From Spanish to English?
No,
I actually
from French.
Am ready. If we were just doing this to stall, which I assume we are,
you think I'm ready?
I don't think so.
Stalling.
Is that what you think I'm doing?
Stalling?
Yeah. Stalling?
It's why you usually make me go first during the ratings.
But. Stalin.
Yeah. Stalin.
It's almost like
Joseph. Stalin. Communism confirmed.
Communism
is not a joke, Michael.
On the funky anime podcast.
Actually, I'm not
going to
go there.
Dude, when are we going to place it at 5?
Guys, communism beats Battlestar Galactica.
Identity theft is not a joke, Chuck.
Guys, we're gonna play Civ 5.
Garbalax.
Can we play Civ 5 tomorrow?
I can. I'm not gonna be here.
All right. Damn. So I'm looking over the list. Real quick.
Dude, I have Monday off.
Guys, we're gonna play Civ 5 and record it all and post it unedited. So it's gonna be about 5 hours long.
Are we really?
Yes. And we're gonna post it. So I hope you guys enjoy watching a long video. Thank you for watching. Gamers. Okay, Pino.
Okay, so I'm looking over the list, and I realized I actually didn't put my actual best girl in any of these best girls, because my best girl technically would be Nojiko's sister, who is Nami, but I neglected to put her on the list for some ungodly reason. So I have to jump to the next orange-haired protagonist, which sadly is two different ones, because it's also Rin and Lotte. So this is kind of a tough one. So I'm
just
going to
go
with...
Dude.
What?
You gotta go with Reen.
No, he was gonna say the toilet. I know he was leading up to the joke about the
actually
toilet.
Actually gonna choose Vlad Russo because he's also kind of an orange haired guy.
He's also a red.
And there's Vlad Russo.
Hey, Lad,
why didn't
what
you pick
doing?
Nami?
I like Nojiko.
I like Nojiko.
Yeah, I like him a little
older. Nojiko fucking sucks.
You can
die.
Okay, no. In all seriousness, the best one out of all these?
Yeah.
It's, like, really tough. Okay,
Reen.
So...
It's Reen.
I'm gonna, like...
I think it's funny that you tried to get a corpse.
Corpse? What do you mean? He's alive?
No, Nojiko almost died.
No, I mean, technically, Luffy almost died.
Luffy's dead, guys.
Guys, I can't believe
sorry
Luffy
that
died.
One Piece.
Sorry, the chapter last week was the last chapter. Sorry, everything else coming out is just fan service. Yeah.
Guys, I want to tell you that November 8th is Karu's birthday.
Why do you have such information with you?
Because I have information about Karu, my favorite character from
it's
One
tomorrow.
Piece.
I didn't get a little present.
No, it's today. We have like 3 hours left.
Just like the coupon.
Okay, right. Fine. I'm sorry.
I don't know. So, it's really tough because like both Rin and Lotte, they're really good.
But Rin has like three emotes on the Discord.
Yeah,
server
but
Reen
doesn't call the frog
low.
Mr. Froggy.
That's true.
Froggy.
Mr. Froggy.
Hello, Mr. Froggy. I'm gonna go with Reen. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, because mine's Nico and Nico always wins, baby.
You know what?
That's
then
disgusting.
I guess I'm changing it to King Nose Hair.
God, I hope the boss man's up here.
Oh boy, I get to hang out with the big boss himself.
I started liking Nico ironically, and it quickly turned unironic.
Yeah, same with Reen.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah.
So I picked a lot of good characters, like Mom,
dude, Mom,
Lion,
President,
Funk,
Lion is good.
President, Noto Magoo, they're all great characters.
Mr. Chang, it's Mr. Chang. Selty. I know it's Mr. Chang. It's Mr. Chang.
It's Mr. Chang.
Nano.
No.
Who did I pick?
So this one's really hard because I like a lot of these characters.
How did
but
I not pick my
one...
countrymen?
I don't know why you didn't when we did that.
I'm gonna...
Because you like the church, the ripoff church.
The Roberta's not from the church. She's my Holmes.
Oh my God! You broke him.
Can't believe
I got a lot of good characters though. Like my heart is like Elma, but then also like Dandy, then also like King Kai. But then Isaac and Mir is also real good.
But that's Speedwagon's two in one. I don't. Okay, fine.
A winner. Johan's
Speed.
Perfect.
Wagon.
Speed.
Go ahead.
Didn't I choose?
Go.
Huh?
Huh?
Oh, I chose Suzy Q. Why didn't I pick? Why didn't I pick Russian man? I mean, or German man.
Hitler.
No.
Russian man.
Take me to the land.
I didn't think you'd think that's funny.
fuck. Man. This is... I really think Elma might be my top.
Elma is
I
very good. That's a respectable
Elma.
Choice.
Mm-hmm. It's either Elma or Johan.
You should
They're
go with Johan.
So good.
I
think
like
it's going to be Johan.
You should go there solely because she appeared in a dream.
She's brain... And because she's brain damaged.
And she dabbed.
She
did dab.
She was in the computer lab, and then terrorists.
And then terrorist attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Johan...
So we all take love
really,
live, girls.
Yes, you're welcome, everyone. You're welcome.
Don't worry, next season, I'll be picking... Jelly Jiggler.
Spoilers for episode 27.
Spoilers for a filler episode that isn't canon.
Okay, Pino, now you ask us a question.
Oh, God. I wasn't ready for this.
Does it count if he asks a question?
No, I'm going to ask Piney if he wants to ask a question. No. Oh, God, a question. What is Pussy Furry? No? Do you guys remember that?
Wait, what?
Okay, so
did you just say Pussy Furry?
Yes, okay, so have you ever seen that Jeopardy clip? You're going to have to... Okay, let's... Never mind. Okay.
Fine.
The one where Steve Harvey goes, Nani.
That's not Jeopardy. Nana?
What?
That's not Jeopardy. That's Family Feud.
It's Wheel of Fortune. Don't you remember the big circle?
No, it's not Wheel of Fortune.
It's the song that goes...
It's definitely Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune is like Alex... It's not Alex Trebek.
Oh, that's right. Alex Trebek. You meant Deal or No Deal. They needed to get another bald man to replace Howie Mandel after he died.
I thought that was How to Be a Millionaire.
He didn't die?
No, he definitely died.
No, he didn't die.
I killed him with my own two hands.
Why did you do that?
Because I wanted to strangle his head.
He just wanted his hand.
You know, understandable.
He was scared of my germ, so I put my hands next to his eyeball, and then he screamed and died.
And LeBron James saw the whole thing.
And LeBron did.
Why are you... And that was studying over there. Later he comes over, he's like, you want a Sprite Cranberry?
And I'm like, yeah.
Dude, Sprite Cranberry is no joke. That's good.
Guys, you know that's
Sprite
a Christmas
Cranberry...
drink?
Guys, welcome. Happy Christmas.
It's the third thirstiest time.
It's time of the year. Oh, man. So, Pino, do you actually have any questions?
Okay, yeah. So, my question.
Because Piney was asking about, like, furry pussy, and I'm not about that.
I'm going to find the link, and you're going to put it in the description.
No, later.
We'll do it after the episode.
Later. Right. God, what? Shut the fuck up, you idiot.
So... This is kind of a cop-out.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
All right. So, which one of these, of our best grills, would make it into Rush Hour 3?
Would make it into Rush Hour 3.
Okay. So, do I have to pick from my list, or?
No, your list.
So, okay. I'll tell you one thing. Wolfwood is not going to be in Rush Hour 3.
No, Wolfwood will not... King Kai will not make it into Rush Hour 3.
Well, I literally picked the motorcycle girl from Golden Boy.
I don't think she's going to be in Rush Hour 3.
I don't think she's going to be in Rush Hour. Did you see her try and make that jump? She's not in Rush Hour 3.
Oh, yeah, she is.
She had the rush of her life.
She's dead.
Tanabe is... crippled, so she cannot make it into Rush Hour 3.
Why is Foot Job on my list?
Wait, who? Where is it?
What about Mari?
She
doesn't speak Japanese.
She speaks many languages. She'll blend in.
She can't be in Rush Hour 3.
Roberta won't be in Rush Hour 3 either.
She's
got a concussion.
It's not in Rush Hour 3. Salty doesn't have a head, so she's not in Rush Hour 3.
Trunks?
Oh, the mom from Made in Abyss, not in Rush Hour 3.
We don't even know where she is. Can't even send her the contract.
So she's not in Rush Hour 3.
Don Patch is dead.
Don Patch is snack food, so can't really do that. No
snack food. Speedwagon's not going to be in Rush Hour 3.
Piccolo.
I think Mr.
Piccolo's not in Rush Hour 3.
He might be though.
Piccolo might be an extra. Is probably the one that's most likely to be in Rush Hour.
I think Honey's in Rush Hour 3.
I think Mr. Chang's in Rush Hour 3.
What about Revy?
I wonder why he's in Rush Hour 3.
My daddy catched a bullet. My daddy caught a bullet.
When I was just 13, he caught a bullet.
He caught no bullshit.
My daddy a legend. All over America. Don't talk about my daddy.
Yeah. I think Mr. Chang.
Alright, if you go into Mr. Chang.
It's gonna. Yeah.
Well, I guess so.
I go.
Zeppeli's not gonna be in Rush Hour 3. No way.
What?
Zeppeli's not in Rush Hour 3. He's not.
None of the
Rush
Zeppelis
Hour.
Are in Rush Hour.
Press F to pay your respects.
Press Z.
Control Z, undo it, please.
Delete System 32, please.
Guys, Dio is not going to be in Rush Hour 3.
Guys, so what you need to do when listening to this podcast, just press Alt F4 and it will open a secret menu that shows us.
Wait a second.
That shows you the special FAP code, which then you put into your browser. And then you will find all the secret content that we've released over the year. Thank you. Just remember, Alt F4.
Yeah. Do it when you're in the middle of an Overwatch match, too.
Or do it when you're working on a really important project. The bigger stressor and the more important it is, the more likely it'll work.
Okay, my final answer.
But if it doesn't work, keep trying.
Final answer.
I hope at least one person closes their browser window.
I doubt it. No one's that stupid.
Alt F4.
I guess most people listen to it probably on the phone.
It's just window just goes bloom, locks up.
What do you mean? You mean like on the Google Drive thing?
No. Okay, whatever. Pino,
Alt
go.
F4? Or like F
don't
and
do
number
it.
Four.
Don't do it. Please don't lose your audio file.
Pino, what's your answer? Pino.
The one with toes.
Okay, Garb.
Did it. I made it funny. People will love me now. Actually, no, my real answer is...
I had one picked out.
My real answer is... it's actually honey.
Mine's Trunks.
But guys, he's from the future, of course. He's already seen the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why he knows... He goes back in time to warn Jackie
guys,
Chan that
you
he's
can't
gonna...
be in Rush Hour 3.
Why?
It's not a good movie, but people still love it.
It becomes a cult classic, if you will.
Yeah, and from my timeline. From my timeline,
Rush
you actually
the
sing the national
movie
anthem
series that still exists.
So you better make this one good.
And that was the film set that Gohan was on whenever he was the Great Saiyan.
Yeah, when he was Great Saiyan, man, he was actually on Rush Hour 3.
I loved his part when he was driving everybody around. On his back.
Okay.
Where to next, Mr.
So
Chief?
So now I have a question.
Oh, I thought you already asked your question.
No, I never asked.
Why did I
my
make
question
this question
was
so
what
weird?
Was your question? My question is that if I gave you two unbroken glow sticks and a broken glow stick plus a micro SD card reader with no SD card in it and a paper clip, would you donate to a Patreon that we would create maybe?
Is the liquid of the glow stick still in there? I need to write those items down.
So the already broken glow stick is green.
Okay, is the liquid
the non-broken one? The liquids are in all of them, so you can still sip them.
Even the green, the broken.
Yeah, the broken one has it in it too. It just can no longer glow because it is old and decrepit. The other colors are red and orange.
Sorry, no. You lost me with red and orange.
But not even the SD card, micro SD card reader and the paper.
Sorry, I don't own a PC.
Yeah, you do.
No, it's a Mac.
No, it's not.
It's a Mac.
No, it's not. It's a Mac. You've played Lethal League.
Yeah, on my Mac.
You're an idiot.
I take a picture right
guys,
now.
Guys, the longer we talk,
the hungrier less, I get.
The less quality.
The worse the offer gets because I just cracked another glow stick.
No, the micro SD reader, like, I have too many micro SDs, so, like, that would actually be a little useful.
Could you add in
the
slinky?
The paperclip, though.
The slinky is not for sale.
I would not. It's a no deal.
Yes.
A no deal, guys. Not
sorry,
sent from
dog. I'm not really
deal,
feeling
because...
it. Thanks for coming out, though.
Thank you, Randy Johnson, for your loving words.
It's all right, but that's a nice watch, though. Thank you. Keep it real, man. Keep it real.
Oh, my God.
Guys, how long have we been recording?
I'm tired. Guys, can we still
have five questions?
No. No, I have one more question for you.
Okay. Get on with it.
What's the show you're most excited to next do
season?
Boom, boom, season
boom.
Two?
Boom, boom, boom.
Say what?
Okay. I was going to use this to be a teaser for later on into the...
I mean...
Said say what?
Be honest, though. You're excited for Boom, boom, boom. I'll watch the
first yeah.
I've already watched some of it.
All right. Let me look down the list real quick. Konosuba, nah.
Yeah, I got to look down the list myself.
Castlevania, nah.
And it stops. Akira, it stops at.
Rarara, that's a bad
at
show.
52.
It stops at. Pino,
you can't say them all.
Quan Lai Quan Chi, nah.
What episode, guys. Dude? We're gonna watch Honk.
When is the end of this season? Episode
52. Because we're ending in a Ghibli movie, so I just had to find the Ghibli movie.
I'm actually excited to watch Battle of Gods.
Oh, shit. Yeah, because we're... Oh, fuck. When are we doing...
Way
yeah,
late.
Very late.
Yeah,
I'm
you just... You technically spoiled two. Which
no,
I'm not...
I didn't say the other thing.
Yeah, but it's implied.
I'll remove
why is
the
it implied?
Ones.
No, don't remove anything.
I'm
fine,
removing
I'm
everything.
My,
this
changing my answer. Can't wait to watch.
This episode,
can't wait
guys,
to watch.
This episode is 2 minutes
can't
long.
Wait to
I've
watch.
Removed everything.
I can't believe you missed out on all the quality filler.
Can't believe
that Chuck has cut out.
Can't believe it.
I can't believe you've done this.
Can't wait to watch Baka Toe Test. That's.
It's Baka and Tess.
You shut. You know what, you're right. I'm sorry.
And also, it's a Pino show.
No, okay, fine. I can't be biased. All right, let me choose another one.
Pino, I'm going to have to cut these out.
You know what? I'm looking forward to... looking forward to Space Patrol Lulico.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but it's Trigger, right?
Wait, is that one, like, way
it's
down,
way down.
Pino?
That's 50.
Pino, oh, okay. I was like, excuse me. Okay, but yeah, no, that's a Trigger.
Yeah, I heard good things about that, so I'm actually really looking forward to that one.
Studio Trigger.
Studio
Pino, or Garb, what about you?
Give it! I'm legitimate. I'm serious about Bubba Bo. I could not be more hyped to talk about Bubba Bo.
Why, guys, I've been dying to talk about the Bubba Bo.
I've been dying to talk about Bubba Bo.
I'm really excited to watch Haikyuu again. I love
Haikyuu. I have not seen it, but you hype that show up so
Haikyuu
much.
Haikyuu makes my soul
is that
happy.
Is that volleyball, right?
It's
yeah,
volleyball.
I used to play volleyball back in my prime.
When was your prime, Pino? What age?
Metroid Prime, I meant.
Ah, of course. My bad. The metric system's actually just derived from Metroid Prime releases.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and after cutting basically all of that out because none of that is usable, I want to thank you all for listening to our filler episode of the Funky
yeah,
Anime
if you
Podcast.
Made it this far,
when we come back,
thank you.
Hit that like button and that subscribe button. Hit
smash
the bell
it.
So you can
smash
so
it.
You can see every time.
Smash it.
Okay, don't
smash it.
Don't break your computer.
Smash it.
Don't break your computer or phone that you might be using.
I changed 69.
Okay.
Oh no, what'd you change it to?
Charlie Brown is getting down. Okay, but yeah, thank you for listening. Next time we come back, we're going to be starting our next season and watching one of our least listened to episodes again.
I don't give a shit. Bobo's fucking great.
Guys, we're gonna be watching. Pino, what are we watching?
We're gonna watch some Boba Bo when we get
what
back.
What episodes?
All right, so let me go back to the
let the people
the episode
know.
Thing. So we last ended off around like what episode 11, 10 or something. We only watched 10 episodes this time. We're gonna watch a little more. We're gonna cover a couple arcs, and we're gonna get around halfway done. So that's like maybe
I love arc system.
We're So we're maybe watching episodes 11 to 34. So be ready for that. That's going to be it's going
to
be big.
So 11 to 34, and we've watched 1 through 10 before, yes, as well. Just FYI. Yes. Go watch that old episode if you want to. It's not that great.
No, just watch the anime. It's also not that great.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Watch
I think
the
it's
dub, though. Don't watch the sub.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, watch the dub. It's incredible.
I can't believe I got
Get
y'all
those
on
Japanese
my side.
Lettuce off of me.
Anyway, thank you for making me smile.
And thank you for that one time you emailed us money.
That one made me smile.
That one was very funny.
Thank you for sponsoring us. Anyway, Crunchyroll.
We've got a website.
Thank you for Smegma.
We've got a website that's like 90% done. The website's like 90% done. I'm just lazy and haven't gotten around to
finishing. Finish it, Stinky Man. We're not recording this semester.
Oh. But it's up. Like, you can go to funkyanimepodcast.com. Like, it's up. And you can navigate.
Get on up.
And look around. I built it with my bare hands. And copy and pasted a couple things from W3 schools.
Hey, that's the site to go.
Yeah, because I was too stubborn to use a template.
Or ask.
For anything. And so, yeah. And so, I just fucking coded it all myself.
This is why I'm only I'm a moral support. I never asked.
Yeah, because we don't give Pino the chance to use his skills that he learned.
Pino, I give you the files.
No, it's
I
fine.
I can give you file transfer protocol access. Or, like, no. I can just do that.
I'd much prefer. You know what I'd much prefer?
There's even the password for it. I even put it in the Discord.
I'd prefer all emergency powers be given to the Chancellor.
Wait a second.
Do it.
I don't think that would be smart.
Kill him. Execute order
69. Nice.
Nice.
I know you can read my mind, boy. Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow, meow. I'm about to
Anyway, guys, thank you. Thank you for...
Thank you for watching this.
Thank you for listening to us verbally diarrhea for about an hour. Yeah.
That's really what this is, though.
If you somehow made it to the end of the video, you're probably
God
just
bless
as worse
your soul,
as us.
But you're going to hell. Yeah.
You're probably very ready to go to bed, much like
you're
us.
Probably angry at the quality of our live TV show.
It's a filler. We can just say that it's filler and that excuses everything.
Yeah, but what if I left? What if I clocked out 15 minutes ago? Does that mean
I did 30 minutes ago.
I clocked out an hour and a half ago.
Boy. Who's paying us?
Oh, shit.
Nobody. We do it for Nintendo. The love of the craft.
No, Nintendo pays me.
I'll just study the blade instead then.
Sakurai personally sends me checks in the mail.
What? How does he sign them?
He says, Mr. Kirby, and he says to Chuck, I love you. Please send more pictures of Kirby in your mouth. And then he pays me $1,000.
I wish you would have taken a picture when that happened.
Never.
Is that in an episode?
Yes.
Yeah. He put
was that
Kirby's
like a cold open
mouth.
Or what?
I think it was Andy.
Yes. And I also swigged a bottle of
syrup.
Syrup once.
Yeah. Was it syrup or honey? It was syrup.
It was definitely Why? Syrup. It was a shot.
Shot.
Everybody!
Shot.
Oh, it's all sticky.
Yeah, it was gross. Anyway, thank you for listening. I love you all. Next time, we'll be actually watching anime, and so you don't have to put up with garbage filler again, okay?
Next time, it's more
like
this, but it's more concise.
I think we should do these more.
No. I like this.
Yeah.
We didn't end the episode yet. Bye.
No, wait. Should we end the episode, or should we keep going?
No, I'm hungry. My
I don't have anything
cold.
Else to talk about. Unless you've got, like, an idea, I don't have, like, anything else.
Guys.
Other than talking about the website.
Guys, send me money on upchuckgaming@gmail.com. PayPal me, please. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Goodbye.
Ciao.
Bye. Stay fapping. Au revoir.